It's an impressive video. You may have even seen it. A group of firefighters marching slowly out of a forest in Northern California, and they're singing. These firefighters from American Samoa are known as a hand crew. They've just gotten back home after battling fires in California, where 42 people have died and many more are still missing. Firefighters from across the U.S. are often sent to remote locations to battle fast-moving fires during peak wildfire season. And American Samoa is a U.S. territory, so they also came to the rescue this time. Anthony Wyberski is a member of American Samoa Squad 61. You guys sound really good. How much do you rehearse?
We hardly rehearse. This is just something that's naturally born within us and something that we do on a daily basis here at home.
Right. You do work as a group, and so I assume that singing probably comes fairly naturally when you do it. Tell us where your squad was deployed in California, how long you were there for.
We took a flight from home all the way to Hawaii, then from Hawaii to Sacramento. And then on a bus, we went to Redding to get our gear. From that point, we go to a camp, and then that's where we start fighting fires.
And you were there for how long?
About 3 months.
Wow. So how did these fires compare to what you usually fight in American Samoa?
That's a funny thing. We don't have no fires here in American Samoa. We have a long-running joke that we are 100% humidity. So when they had the program start up and we joined, we found out, hey, this is exciting work. And we're not just doing this because it's something we like, but it's something that we know we're helping others with.
Right. So, as I said earlier, Anthony, you call your squad a hand crew. Can you tell us a little bit about what a hand crew actually does? What role do you play in fighting fires?
Our role as a hand crew is to pretty much go out there and be the muscle. We have a large number of members, so we can split up and we can do different things. You know, if people need us to go here and put in a line around a fire, we'll do that. If we have enough people and they need us to go and set up a water pump, you know, we have people that can go and do that. It varies depending on the level of skill you have. And that's pretty much our job as a hand crew. We do our part to help others do their parts.
And since the hand crew is, as you say, the muscle, what is your training like?
Our training is, I would say, half and half, one side mental and one side physical. Back home, we try and keep up with our physical training. You know, we'll call out the crew and tell them, hey, this is physical training day, you know, get ready. And then sometimes we'll switch it around and, hey, today we're going to do in-house work, showing people, if you're in this kind of situation, how would you get out of it? We want people to think outside of the box so that, you know, no one's tunnel vision on one thing. Safety is a priority, and we want everyone to come back home alive.
So that clip of you and the hand crew singing, it's been making the rounds on the internet. What exactly were you singing?
So that is part of what we call Fa'a Samoa, our Samoan way of life. It's a church song, and it's just one of our motivations to keep going throughout the day. You know, putting smiles on people's faces is something we like to do. You know, we're considered the happy crew. Every day, hiking back to our vehicles, we'll sing a different song. It's what we use to get throughout the day. You know, all of us, we come from different religions and different families, but they're brothers and sisters. You know, it's the way we always been. When we're up there, it's just us, and we try and just stay together as best we can to keep ourselves motivated until we get back home.
Anthony Wyberski is a firefighter with American Samoa Squad 61, the Happy Crew. Check out the full video of them singing at PRI.org.
Oh,